Hello, this is Germaine. About 4,000 years ago, God spoke to Abraham. We read in the Bible in Genesis chapter 15, verse 6, "And he believed in the Lord, and he accounted it to him for righteousness." Genesis chapter 15, verse 6. Yes, Abraham believed in the Lord. God accounted it to Abraham for righteousness. This was before circumcision. This was before God gave the law to Israel through Moses. The faith of Abraham caused God to account it to Abraham for righteousness. Abraham was justified, accounted righteous, through faith. This was without deeds of the law. Abraham believed God. Abraham had a living faith. He did what God told him to do. Abraham obeyed God. Even when God told Abraham to offer his son Isaac, Abraham, through faith, was willing to obey God. Genesis chapter 22. A living faith is trust conjoined with obedience. Listen to the word of God recorded in the Hebrew Bible in Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. "But the just shall live by his faith." Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. Yes, the just shall live by his faith. The word just means righteous. Justified means to make righteous. Abraham believed in the Lord, and the Lord God accounted it to him for righteousness. The just shall live by his faith. Do you believe in God? Do you trust God? Is your belief in God, your faith, such that you are willing to obey the word of God? You can be justified through faith. Do you want to be righteous before God? The law was given to Israel after the time of Abraham, during the time of Moses. Now consider that no one is justified by the law in the sight of God. This is evident, for the just shall live by faith. Habakkuk chapter 2, verse 4. The law was added because of transgressions. Therefore, by the deeds of the law, no flesh will be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. The law was our tutor to bring us to Messiah, that we might be justified by faith. Yes, the law was our tutor or schoolmaster to bring us to Messiah. Will you come to Messiah? Moses prophesied the coming of Messiah in the fifth book of the Bible, Deuteronomy chapter 18, verses 15 through 18. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27, God foretold when Messiah would come. In Isaiah chapter 53, God foretold that Messiah would be an offering for our sins. Yes, Messiah came when God said that he would come. In Daniel chapter 9, verses 24 through 27. Messiah is the Lamb of God who takes away the sin of the world, in accordance with Isaiah chapter 53. In Psalm 16, verse 10, the 16th Psalm, verse 10, David the king and prophet foretold that Messiah would be raised up from the dead. He was raised. This is good news for you. Listen to what Saul said in the synagogue. "But he whom God raised up saw no corruption. Therefore let it be known to you, brethren, that through this man, Jesus Messiah, is preached to you the forgiveness of sins. And by him every one who believes is justified from all things from which you could not be justified by the law of Moses." Acts chapter 13, verses 37 through 39. It is written in Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26, "Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth to be a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness, because in his forbearance God had passed over the sins that were previously committed, to demonstrate at the present time his righteousness, that he might be just and the justifier of the one who has faith in Jesus. Romans chapter 3, verses 24 through 26. Yes, justification is through faith in Messiah Jesus. Justification includes judicial acquittal of guilt by God based on the offering of Messiah, the propitiation by the blood of Messiah. The justice of God is satisfied by Messiah's death for our sins. Listen to Romans chapter 4, verse 25. Messiah, who was delivered up because of our offenses and was raised because of our justification. Romans chapter 4, verse 24. It is written in Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9, but God demonstrates his own love toward us, in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, having now been justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him. Romans chapter 5, verses 8 and 9. Yes, we are justified by his blood. We are saved from the wrath of God through him. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Are we justified by faith only? The Word of God does not say that we are justified by faith only, but faith working through love. Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. A saving faith is a faith that works through love. Faith is trust conjoined with obedience. If you believe in God, in Messiah, in the Word of God, then you will obey the Word of God. Listen to James chapter 2, verse 20. But do you want to know, O foolish man, that faith without works is dead? Was not Abraham, our father, justified by works when he offered Isaac, his son, on the altar? Do you see that faith was working together with his works, and by works faith was made perfect? And the scripture was fulfilled, which says Abraham believed God, and it was accounted to him for righteousness. And he was called the friend of God. You see, then, that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. James chapter 2, verses 20 through 24. Yes, you need to have a living faith that works through love, that obeys God. Did you notice that the only time the expression faith only is used in the Bible has a not in front of it? Not faith only. Listen again to James chapter 2, verse 24. You see then that a man is justified by works and not by faith only. James chapter 2, verse 24. Yes, you want to have a faith that works through love in accordance with Galatians chapter 5, verse 6. Do not have a dead faith. A dead faith is not a saving faith. Listen to James chapter 2, verse 26. For as the body without the spirit is dead, so faith without works is dead also. James chapter 2, verse 26. Justification by faith only is not taught in the scriptures. In the book of Hebrews chapter 11, we read many examples of working living faith. By faith Abel offered to God a more excellent sacrifice. By faith Enoch was translated. By faith, Noah, being divinely warned, prepared an ark. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out. By faith, Abraham sojourned in the land of promise. These examples of what God's people did by faith are mentioned in Hebrews chapter 11, along with others. Read the chapter for yourself, Hebrews chapter 11. They had faith that obeyed, that worked through love. Yes, we are justified through faith in Messiah. Saul of Tarsus wrote, that I may gain Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness which is from the law, but that which is through faith in Christ, the righteousness which is from God by faith. Philippians chapter 3, verse 9. Will you have the righteousness which is from God by faith? Then repent now. Turn away from sin and turn to Messiah in faith and be baptized into him. Listen to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. For he, God, made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21. How can you be in Christ? Listen to Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ Jesus. For as many of you as were baptized into Christ have put on Christ. Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. Yes, through faith you need to be baptized into Christ. Then you will have put on Christ. Faith comes first. Infant baptism is not valid. Listen also to Romans chapter 6, verse 3. Or do you not know that as many of us as were baptized into Christ Jesus were baptized into his death? Therefore we were buried with him through baptism into death, that just as Christ was raised from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. Yes, the believer is immersed, buried in baptism, under the water, baptized into Christ, into his death. Will you, through faith, put on Messiah in baptism, then rise up to walk in newness of life? You will then, with the help of the Spirit of God, be able to live a righteous life in Messiah. We read in 1 John chapter 3, verse 7, He who practices righteousness is righteous, just as he, Messiah, is righteous. 1 John chapter 3, verse 7. And this is the promise that he, Messiah, has promised us, eternal life. 1 John chapter 2, verse 25. Will you have a righteous life in Messiah now, and eternal life a home in the heavenly New Jerusalem? Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Acts chapter 2, verse 38. Amen. If you would like to get a free New Testament, a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, a free English improvement course, or a free Bible course, write to Congregation of Messiah, or Church of Christ, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, Postal Index Zip Code 73083, United States of America. That is Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
Softly and tenderly Jesus is calling, calling for you and for me. See on the portals he's waiting and watching, watching for you and for me. Come home, come home, ye who are weary, come home. Earnestly, tenderly, Jesus is calling, calling.